USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas Facilities Commission announced Texas could award a contract to restart the border wall along a 700-mile stretch of the southern border as early as this week. Texas has more than $1 billion in funding available for construction. Pennsylvania-based Michael Baker International Incorporated and Hewitt Zollers of Dallas was selected as the top candidates for the contract. Four companies in total had expressed interest in the project. North Korea carried out successful tests of a new long-range cruise missile over the weekend, North Korea media said on Monday. The missiles are a strategic weapon of great significance and flew over 930 miles before falling into North Korean waters during the test Saturday and Sunday. Tropical Storm Nicholas is strengthening as it moves northeast in the Gulf of Mexico and up the Texas shoreline Monday morning. Nicholas is about 210 miles south of Port O'Connor and 40 miles southeast of the mouth of the Rio Grande River. USA Radio News.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will know that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
North Korea announced it tested a cruise ballistic missile. According to Pyongyang state newspaper Workers Daily on Monday, said the missile was launched over the weekend and it traveled more than 900 miles before impacting an unknown location in North Korea's portion of the ocean. Reports said the missile spent a total of 1.5 hours in the air. Gasoline prices are jumping higher again. John Clemens with the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
After falling 2 cents a gallon during the last reporting period, the national average is now back up to $3.25, an increase of 2 cents over the last week. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us about the spread from region to region.
San Francisco Bay is the high at $4.48. And the low is Houston at $2.74. Between those extremes, we have Indianapolis at $3.12, Long Island $3.23, and Seattle at $4.01.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We are USA Radio News.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Staggering numbers are coming out of Chicago, Illinois. The CDC and Chicago Police reported Sunday there have been 214 underage children that have died from COVID-19 complications in all of the United States. Yet in Chicago alone, 286 children have been shot with the uptick of violence since January. A father of 6 in Chicago was on Fox News Monday. Willie Preston explains what he thinks the problem is in Chicago.
It's very simple, because COVID is a political winner. COVID is something that folks can politicize in a way that benefits. Killing children here just has become normalized, and we have to stop it here in Chicago, and it starts with the politics. We have to look at and value these children in Chicago's lives and stop politicizing their lives. We know the answers. We have to do better with supporting our police. We have to do better with making certain that people have access to jobs, not guns. We have to do better with making certain that we stop poverty and start to make certain that we start to build people up so that they can have a future to look forward to, instead of just dwindling in these ghettos in Chicago. That's what we have to do.
Chicago Alderman Anthony Napolitano agrees.
And they want to see people weak. They want to see crime escalate, because then you need more government. And that's the problem here. We are in an absolute political pandemic here as well.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.